And now, Bachelor Nation on the After Reality Podcast Network.
She is not Will Simmons, but I am Spencer Kitley, and this is After Reality. This is the Challenge Podcast on the After Reality Podcast Network. That's right, we're back. We missed the first episode, so apologies, but promise to keep it rolling here for War of the Worlds 2. And tonight, Will's not here, but we have a special guest and a friend of the podcast, Andrea Engel, joining us. Andrea, welcome to the pod.
Thanks. So excited to be here. Long time listener, first time podcaster. Yeah. So ready to go.
Yeah, this is fun. So Andrea and I talk a lot about the challenge. We work together at my day job. And so we've been talking challenge for the better part of a year and a half or so. Mm-hmm. And so this has been a long time coming. I'm looking forward to this. It should be fun. Will is busy tonight. It's Thursday. He's already preparing for his LSU Tigers to lose to Texas on Saturday night. So hopefully you're hearing this, Will. Big game here in Austin this weekend. College Game Day is coming to town. So lots of reality TV to watch as well. The challenge, I'm going to do my best to throw you some Bachelor in Paradise content this week. But no promises. But we'll promise to be back on Bachelor in Paradise next week for the two-night finale. So, Andrew, before we get into this, I'm going to let everybody know where they can find us online because Will's not here to let them know. Follow us on Twitter at After Reality Pod and like the After Reality TV podcast page on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram at After Reality Podcast. Also, a reminder, subscribe wherever you download your podcast, Spotify, Apple, Google, or Stitcher. And don't forget to check out our website at AfterRealityPodcast.com. So, Andrew, you're a big fan of the challenge. I've been watching this thing pretty much since it started. How long have you been into the challenge?
Yeah, I've been watching it for years. I'd say since it was Road Rules Real World Challenge. Been through a few rebrandings of names, few different hosts actually. So
the Johnny Mosley, Dave Mira days, even the like the one. Do you remember the season where Mark Long and Eric Nies co-hosted it together?
You mean the great season? Yeah, I remember that. Travis Pastrana or something too?
I don't know if Travis Pastrana ever hosted this. He may have cameoed at a time, but I mean, really, nobody competes with our man.
Yo, what's up? This is TJ Lavin. You're listening to the After the Reality Podcast.
Thanks, TJ. TJ is bringing it already this season.
I thought so. He looks great. I mean,
his hair's a little longer. He's wearing a little slick back. He's come a long way from flip-flops and flat-billed hats and Affliction t-shirts.
Yeah.
To paint that picture of him.
Pretty sure he's still wearing the same tees, though. They've aged a little bit.
I liked the one season where he was he had a sponsor by Torque, but then apparently that sponsor went away. I liked some of the Torque shirts. I even bought one. Marketing worked on me.
Absolutely.
So we're two episodes in. As I mentioned before, we didn't do a podcast for episode one, as you know, because you listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this format for the season? It's been the first teams format that we've had in a really long time. Do you like this format?
I do like this format. I'd say last season was really good, and so they ended on a high note, and they started on a high note. I think the U.S. versus the world or the U.K. team, it's really interesting to see the two teams compete against each other and the different amounts of the different level they have there as well.
Yeah, I love that it's the Team U.K. plus CT and D.
Poor CT.
Yeah.
Poor CT.
Like, we have D and we have Turbo and we really want them to be able to play. So we're just going to set them to the side with Ninja and CT and see what happens. What did you think last week, and I don't want to spend too much time on last week, but what did you think about the U.S. team's decision? I think choosing Ninja over D was a no-brainer, but what did you think about their decision to choose Turbo over the venerable veteran CT?
crushed my heart a little bit. I get why they did it. It made sense. Turbo is a machine. But, you know, CT, and he is going to go the other side. He's going to go with a grudge, and he's going to want to win. He's also very strategic. And as he was saying, I know all their weaknesses. So he's kind of sitting back and watching them fight a little bit. But, you know, I did feel bad, but it was a smart decision.
Yeah, and when we started to see that kind of poke its head up a little bit during the – when the tribunal was listening into the UK team's deliberation this week when – when Kyle was like, hey, like, we all talked, it's going to be Big T, right? And CT was like, whoa, wait, like, do you want to let people talk before we vote? And then Kyle's like, I just need to let CT run things. I need to shut my mouth.
I was
like,
CT
knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and I liked that Kyle was like, I'm the father here. And then he's like, nah, I'm actually the idiot. Let's have CT be the father.
I'm the village idiot. But yeah, I was super bummed for CT. I feel like he earned his position on Team USA. I mean, without him and really just him and Bananas, like, this franchise isn't where it is today. And I get it. Turbo won last season. Turbo's a beast. But also, like, they're playing a comp this week, and Turbo's just sitting over on the edge of the dock while everybody else is working on it. He's like, my English is bad. I can't do this. Should have put him on the freaking catapult and shot him out to space.
I kept saying he's over there fishing. He's just like, too many brain, one room.
no room for two brain cell here. Sorry.
Yeah, I think Turbo's going to take it back.
That probably doesn't sound anything like a Turkish accent, but it's what I mustered for Turbo. I like Turbo. He's a little crazy. I like him, though.
Yeah. I think he's going to take a back seat, I think, most of the season when it comes to the deliberations and the politics. But I think he's going to show up for the challenges.
Yeah. We have this twist this year, this ability to, if you win in the Proving Ground, then you have the option to, TJ loves saying it, to become a turncoat and change teams, which we haven't seen occur yet. Do you like this option?
I do. I think it's pretty awesome. I think the thing that's also a catch, though, there, too, is if you turncoat and go to the other team, you can never go back. So you're stuck on that team, and hopefully you mesh well with them.
Yeah, that was a new wrinkle we heard this week, because when we first heard of this option last week, I was like, oh, wow, you could just, like, ping pong around, which I think would be even cooler if that were an option, to be able to move back and forth. Like, oh, well. They put me in, and they put me in, and I'm just, like, going and sharing knowledge everywhere. Be interesting to see if CT ends up in the Proving Ground and wins, if he'll go join his peeps, or if he'll be scorned.
Yeah. I think after this episode, and we can obviously dive into it, but I think after this episode, he's missing those veterans. He's not loving the rookies.
Yeah, I mean, in, like, no one over – even – I mean, Kyle's the most veteran person on his team, right? Yeah. But I think he's done three seasons. Anyone else has done more than one on that team.
Has Kaylee been around a few?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Kaylee's done at least two seasons. At least two. But, I mean, it's CT, Kyle, and Kaylee? That's a steep drop-off real quick of veteran knowledge. Where you're sitting with a roster of really unparalleled proportion over there for the U.S. team. I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. There's some old blood back this season. Anybody that you're really excited to have back on the show?
Well, my team on After Reality, Fantasy for Reality. Sorry about that. Is resting on my laurels, so I'm very excited to have Laurel back.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, Nicole. Cole's not here with Laurel this time.
But Laurel looks like she has a love interest.
Yeah, I don't know if she should be pursuing any relationship with a bear. That dude's nuts.
He's a catch for sure. But yeah, I'm excited about Laurel.
Is he like a trash fish? Is that kind of catch?
You just look into those eyes.
Piercing blue eyes penetrate into my soul. Yeah, so Laurel's back. I'm excited that Jordan's back, and Jordan has been front and center these first two episodes, which I feel like he hadn't necessarily been in that role the last time we saw him, which has been a while. But excited to have him and I guess his now fiance, right? Tori on the show.
Spoiler. I don't think they're engaged yet.
Not on the show, but I think no. In real life they are.
Yeah. I think so. And last time Jordan was on, didn't he fall from the helicopter, get injured, and then still go on to win the finale?
Can you tell me, remind me more about falling out of a helicopter?
It was like they had to climb down the one where they climbed down the rope on the helicopter and he missed like the last ring and fell?
I think that was Hunter. I think that was Hunter. Which, yes, I think still in that same scenario that you described, though, he went on to then get his money stolen by Ashley that season.
Okay, yeah. Or did Jordan get hurt when he was like paragliding? Yeah, I'm on mute. What was that?
Yeah, sorry. I was looking up some facts on Jordan. The last two seasons Jordan played, he's won. So yeah. Last time we saw him was on Dirty 30. And then he had won the season prior to that. And, I mean, Jordan gets after it. And Jordan's always been a competitor. He doesn't appear to be as physically fit as in the past, but I have no doubts about Jordan. Does have some interesting fashion this season, though, doesn't he?
I think so. Tie dye and holes. I think that's his outlook.
How about the army helmet? You like that?
I did. He's incorporating the theme.
I'm thinking he probably didn't roll in with that, but I think that probably came courtesy of the Creedence Clearwater Revival entry scene where they came in the big military vehicle. I bet he borrowed that out of that truck.
If that's the only scene you watch all season, it's worth it. That scene was amazing.
Some folks are made to wave the flag. That red, white, and blue. Yeah.
Quick question for you, Spencer, since you are a huge Johnny Bananas fan.
Love Johnny. I got my Johnny Bananas bobblehead back here behind me. Johnny Banobblehead.
Wasn't Jordan Sarah's partner when they threw Johnny in and he became really mad at Sarah to take her money?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But if you remember when that happened, Jordan is pleading not to do it. Sarah. No, Sarah. Like, standing there in front of TJ pleading, like, no, we're not doing this.
So Jordan's, he's fine with Johnny. They're buds.
Yeah, well, and they've been on a season since then. So that was, what was that? That was X's 3 that season that he won with Sarah. And then Dirty 30, he was back with Johnny, and they were boys again. Because, I mean, let's be real. Johnny has graduated most of his alliance members at this point in the game or in this point in his career. He's got Jordan. He's got Roy Lee.
Does he have Zach, though?
I'm really curious to see where his relationship stands with Zach. But I think there's so much to talk about. Let's go ahead and jump into this episode. We come in. A tribunal exists of Jordan, Wes, and Laurel coming into the week. And then we kind of, let's just rehash briefly. Rogan was a possible exit for last week. And Jordan was pissed at Wes for leaking that info out. We saw Idris. Everyone seems to pronounce it differently. I think Idris is the proper, or it's not Idris like Idris Elba. But he defeats Sean in the jungle, who I thought Sean probably could have been a pretty good player. I thought when Wes heard Sean say, oh, yeah, I won this TV show, this survival show called Shipwrecked, Wes was like, oh, that sounds like something he might be pretty good at this show.
Yeah, he said it was physical and he had to use his personality, and I think that scared Wes a little bit.
Yeah, Wes was like, oh, that's what I do. Wes should have been like, oh, I should recruit this guy to be on my team. And we learned about that twist last week, the turncoat twist. Idris did elect to stay with the UK. Meanwhile, I loved the little confessional with Kyle saying, like, he's like, they asked me what team I want to be. He's like, screw the UK, Team USA all the way. He knows where the elite team is. And, I mean, speaking of Johnny, that's the guy that's on Johnny's team.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually – Johnny has a better deck of cards this season than he's had in quite a while.
And yeah, I think so too. I think Wes is going to struggle a bit, but I think Johnny's got the right gameplay.
Yeah, and I don't – like, Kara and Polly maybe might end up riding with Johnny. I don't know. I feel like they had a little falling out with Wes last time.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting because I don't think Johnny, he's not a fan of Polly, right?
He doesn't like Polly, which has driven a wedge between him and Kara. Johnny actually gave an interview this week. I believe it was Johnny and another competitor. I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it might have been Nani. And really, they commented that just like they don't like the person that Kara has become. Like Johnny had talked about, like, hey, we had always hated each other and grown to have a good relationship, but she's just not the same person anymore. And it's not just a TV thing. He's like, she's just like not nice.
That's what Laurel said. She said that she used to be really good friends with Cara Maria. And then she's now out for her followers and everything. Yeah. So Laurel was tapping out.
Yeah. Well, those two famously had a rocky relationship and then they bonded during Rivals 2, I believe, and had a really great run. They might have won that season. I can't remember for sure. I would pull up my resource, but I don't want another random video to start playing. Anyhow, so we go back to the house, and Jordan's like, hey, timeout, emergency team meeting here, guys. And he wants to expose Wes, and like, I like Wes, I just need to get Johnny to the championship one more time. And I'm loving this. So I was like, yes. He's like, hey, everyone, they decided on Rogan. And then 5 minutes later, Rogan comes to me and is like, hey, I heard I'm going in. And Wes calls him a Benedict Arnold, which I loved. Or excuse me, Jordan calls Wes one.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Johnny calls him.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of funny because Jordan had this perfect opportunity to do what Johnny wants to do to Wes, and Johnny didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So Wes tells everyone that Dee had told him that Jordan cut a deal with Rogan. Wes trying to deflect, but it, like you could see it on Wes's face. He was noticeably shook.
All while CT's on the other side listening, right?
Yeah, just eating popcorn. It's like, how we doing here? And then Wes says, hey, Wes is saying this. Jordan says to him, like, hey, yeah, no, I didn't take a deal. I told him I would take a deal because I wanted to know who told him that. And it was you. I found out it was that you were the snake. And I think it paints really early, particularly for any unseasoned players. But let's be real, on the U.S. team right now, like, these people have played enough times at this point that they know what Wes's game is. I mean, I'm trying to think through. New Josh has played once, so he's pretty green. Everybody else on that team, except for Turbo, and then like we got rid of Faith and we got rid of Zahida was on the UK team, but. Everyone there other than Josh and Turbo have played at least two seasons of this game on the U.S. team. And Wes has been around for those seasons, so they know how he plays the game.
Also, I don't know if you mentioned this, but he called almost every single one of them before the season started.
Oh, yeah, the Brady Bunch squares?
Sliding to those DMs.
Yeah, I've been sliding in some DMs, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then... oh, we're going to need a larger screen. Here's some more people on the grid that Wes has been chatting up. And it kind of, we'll get to it, but it kind of perturbed me how we had U.S. people rooting in the Proving Ground for U.K. people that are good to stay.
Mm-hmm.
That's also not the purpose here.
No, and also when Jordan tells Wes like his whole plan, Leroy pops up and goes, "It's a burn vote."
Yeah.
Leroy hates burn
Leroy's
votes.
Familiar with the burn vote, Veronica.
Yeah.
But yeah, elsewhere there in the kind of that opening scene, Dee and Rogan seem to be getting cozy still. I mean, we presume they hooked up last week because we saw the black and white cam. And then maybe, as we mentioned earlier, Laurel and Bear flirting a little bit.
Josh and Georgia?
I don't think anyone's attracted in a romantic way to Josh on the show. I think he's like he had his thing with Amanda last season. He did manage to deke Georgia into a kiss last week that he pretty much just stole off of her. But I like the scene that we had also there in the opening where Jenny from Team UK, who is a physical specimen, personal trainer, super fit. I think they said she came off of Survivor. And she's looking like a tough competitor, and she's leading a workout with Esther and Big T and Georgia. And I thought this was very revealing what Jenny had to say. I don't know what you thought.
I liked that CT was on the treadmill pretending to walk so he could watch the girls work out.
Oh, creepy old man.
Profusely sweating.
He was evaluating who the big players were on his team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jenny uncovered that, hey, that Georgia's a competitor, and she's like, Big T's like, "Ah, my thighs are burning." Like, you haven't done anything, and then Esther's just laying on the ground.
Yeah, Jenny, I would like to refer to her as Laurel 2.0. I think that if her and Laurel went against each other,
I think she might be closer to Emily Schramm 2.0.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Like, I would kill for Emily Schramm to come back on this show, but there's really no reason for her to, because no one could beat her. She would have to get politicked in some weird way and then lose in the light bright game in the elimination. It would have to be something really bizarre, or in the geography game that Bananas and Morgan lost in last season. Japan. Let's just throw Japan up there and see if it'll stick.
Let's list maps and where places are.
That's probably not what you go study. You learn how to do a Tangram puzzle. You don't stick around trying to figure out the geography. And if you do, you want to play with the UK kids. Because Americans... not good at geography.
No. No, we are not.
But let's get into the I thought the challenge was cool this week, and I enjoyed seeing the strategy come into play. So the challenge was this game called Cryptic Crossbow. And right before we play, learned that Zahida had to leave due to a family matter. She's gone. So that leaves the Brits down two players. So that means as they go, this game... all the team members have to swim out, retrieve a letter for a puzzle, and two of them will have to get two, which doesn't seem to be a big deal. And then once the puzzle is done, then you have to catapult someone off the crossbow into the water to retrieve a float holding a cryptic puzzle, and then use the original puzzle to derive letters to solve the cryptex puzzle. Sound like a description of what happened?
It does. Perfect.
Did you like this challenge? I thought it was cool.
I thought it was really cool. I the first time TJ explained it, I had a little hard time understanding, especially because they go off in two batches for the swim, so I was a little confused about that.
Yeah, when the other group was standing there, I'm like, oh, cool, like they're going to stay and do the puzzle.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. And then they went off, but no, I thought it was good. I think that having the two teams have different strategies. In the beginning was also cool to see the way they were thinking about it. Like USA was like, let's just put the letters up. Who cares if they're right? And CT originally said, let's get all the words right. So it was cool to see how those two strategies played out.
Yeah, Jordan was like, he stepped up again, took the leadership role. I was like, hey, we don't have to complete the puzzle. We can just throw stuff up there and guess, and we'll shoot someone off into the water. Let's talk a little bit about the swimmers, because I think this is always compelling for later in the season, just so we kind of know who excels. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know Wes is the strongest swimmer, but he's also dealing with the black lung, but it doesn't seem to matter. It looks like Michael Phelps out there. The guys that aren't swimming are Joss and Jordan, who are strapped into the catapult devices, or crossbow, I guess, but it's essentially a catapult. It looked pretty fun.
It looked cool. Pretty fast.
Yeah, and then I totally forgot that D learned to swim on the last season courtesy of Wes's coaching in the little indoor swimming pool at their house.
I thought that was awesome that she went out there and she did this. I was on the fence, though. Do you wear a life vest or do you not? Because half of them did, half of them didn't, and I feel like the life vest would slow you down.
I only noticed Wes not wearing one. Were there others that opted not to?
I think there were a few others. I don't think Johnny wore one.
I think I remember him wearing one. Okay. But we definitely know Roy Lee and Dee were wearing one.
I think most of the Brits wore one.
Yeah, and then Idris was having a really tough time. He had to pretty much be babied all the way back in by CT. I think this might have been the first ever swimming comp on a season that contained Leroy where we didn't tout Leroy's inability to compete well in the water.
He might have been training. He said he learned how to swim that one year. So
there's a lot of swimming pools in Las Vegas. It's hot there. A lot of swimming pools. But for Team USA, Carr leads the way, followed by Cam. For Team UK, it's Georgia and her best friend forever, Nicole, which I'm kind of disappointed we haven't learned a little bit more about that relationship.
I thought she was going to go in just because they kept highlighting her throughout the episode.
I guess what they were really doing there was they were highlighting Georgia defending her, which Georgia ends up being the one going in.
It felt like Nani and her Nicole, where Nani had Nicole's back.
Oh, scary Nicole?
Scary Nicole.
Oh, Nicole Ramos. She had a cup of tea over on X on the Beach, where, as did Chase McNary, who we saw recently on The Challenge, but we saw most recently this week resurface on Bachelor in Paradise after being on The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, X on the Beach, The Challenge, and now back on Bachelor in Paradise. That's a Johnny Bananas career arc. You just keep bipping and bopping and zigging and zagging and figure out where you end up. But I digress. First team to get 16 letters. Team USA group is obviously back first. I love how Bananas is just yelling at people like, no, we're putting them all on the board. And people are like reaching up, trying to move them. And he's like, no.
It's like, and if you move them, you're stupid.
And it and it works. Did they even come up with what the five words were when he just magically decides that the word is demise?
Yeah, if you look, Laurel's on the ground with a rock, like carving in different words to figure out what it is.
Okay.
But I liked, taking a step back, I liked that Georgia thought the word would be evacuate, and she spelled it with a Q.
Evacuate.
It's a British word, British way of spelling it, I guess.
Yeah, it's always interesting to watch these mental comps. Because we know that they're not all exactly brainiacs, which don't like we used to sleep on CT and mental comps, but he's actually pretty good at them in recent years. So like that's a boon to that team for sure, that they have him to rely on over on Team UK.
Did you see the word he identified?
Remind me.
It was taco.
I remember seeing that in the previews. I remember when they first put it up there, I was like, Lord Taco or something like that was up on the board.
Mm-hmm. He's like, it's Taco.
Cool. It's like Burger King and Taco Bell became Lord Taco. But before Jordan even has the the burning raft back, or not the burning raft, I jumped ahead to the burning thing in the other one, the cryptex raft back. They already have the word demise. Mm-hmm. And they have it back, the cryptex back. Joss hasn't even been launched at this point. Or maybe he's been launched, but he hasn't even made it to the cryptex to start coming back.
Jordan flew and Joss just dropped. I don't know why Joss didn't get catapulted further out.
Yeah. Big muscles mean you're strong. Big muscles don't mean you have good endurance. and big muscles that are brought on by PEDs certainly don't mean you have stamina or, to be able to do something like this. But anyhow, USA dominates this thing. I was disappointed that we didn't get a killed it from TJ here. Like, if there's ever a time to say, Team USA, you guys killed it. And nothing. It's like,
he says, I've never seen such a beat down so bad during a team event.
He did say that.
Direct quote.
But I was just hoping for a killed it. Killed it gets you points in Fantasy for Reality. A beat down like you've never seen before. Hey, that's great, but no points. Sorry, guys. Those are the rules. But U.S. team nominating people for the tribunal, and TJ's like, hey, who's going to be your speaker? And they need to figure out a process for this.
Yeah, they do. Otherwise, you have what happened this time where Cam just nominates herself.
And Cam's like, hey, yeah, me, I'll do it. Okay, cool. No one asked you.
She kept calling it her team the whole time, too, in interviews. She's like, my team.
She didn't ask anyone to nominate herself, right? And then she picks two people. Didn't ask them either. They wanted to participate. I feel like the tribunal, if it's a women's week, should be all women. And if it's a men's week, should be all men.
Because you can't be chosen the next week, right?
Well, yeah. Well, correct. Mm-hmm. And you won't be chosen the next week because your gender won't be up for elimination the next week.
Yeah.
And also because I think that protects those three people from, because there's a choice by the winning team to put someone in from either team.
Mm-hmm.
So your team could put you in if you don't get into that tribunal. So that could come into play later in the season if they're just like, we've had enough of Smashley, let's get her out of here.
Kill a Cam always has a plan. So she chose Ashley and Polly for a reason, I guess.
Hey, yeah, I have a plan. I brought you here for a reason, Polly. And Polly's not happy about this, but there's some dissension kind of there. Cam selecting Cam, and then her talking such a big game, and she's always on a power trip. But then then we see her walking around. What do you think of her walking around? She's like, but I'm always so humble.
I laughed out loud when I heard that. I was like, you gave yourself the name Killer Cam. You're not humble. Yeah, also,
apparently a slew of other nicknames.
Tori out the gate on those nicknames. I'm excited to see her and Cam go against each other at some point.
Yeah, Tori's never gotten a really fair shake on this show. She's always ended up in some crappy pair or bad luck situation. Tori's good. And it's just, she's kind of, you know how last probably 4 years or so, Jenna's had really bad luck on this show? Tori's kind of in that same camp.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, her last, what was it, her ex, Derek, he wasn't that great.
That guy looks great in the gym, can't perform anything athletically.
Yeah.
Cam has Polly there because she's like, hey, like, I think you're going to be good at strategy. Guess what? You don't have to be on the tribunal to be part of the strategy. Like, you can have a conversation elsewhere, but I guess she thought he was going to have a strong enough personality to do what she wanted, maybe? I don't know. I mean, that's three really big personalities on the tribunal, with Smashley, Polly, and Cam.
Well, and I wonder if she thought she could sway them the way she wanted to.
Yeah. Perhaps. Cam wanted to target the strong girls from the UK, which I think is the right move. Mm-hmm. It's what you should be doing. But she's, what she's really doing is she told us, she's like, I'm trying to force myself into an alliance with Kara and Polly because I don't have an alliance.
Yeah.
Why don't you go try to align yourself with either the West team or the Bananas team?
Because she did Leroy wrong.
Leroy's not a grudge-holding kind of guy.
She hurt my poor Leroy.
Didn't Kaylee hurt your boy Leroy?
Poor Leroy just keeps getting hurt.
Ah, it's hard out there for a pimp. But anyhow, there's rumors swirling in the house about who the tribunal will choose and who the UK will choose, or excuse me, and really about who the US will choose from the UK, I should say. It's Big T and Esther who are quickly on the voting block. The right two people if you're the UK?
I mean, yes, but I think Georgia went about it wrong.
Meaning like all four rookies should have been on there?
Yeah, she should have had all four up. We knew that Jen wouldn't go in, and then just secretly got people to not vote for Nicole. I just think she played the cards wrong. But yes, Big T and Esther are the two I would have put up.
Yeah, we saw them work out. We saw the game tape on you, and you belong on the scout team. Lost my place in my notes there for a second. But anyhow, this is all kind of going on, and we talked about earlier how Kyle's like, hey, yeah, it's gonna be Big T, right? And TT was like, no, hey, hit the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kaylee makes them put the other two in, those other two being Nicole and Jenny. And that kicks the hornet's nest a little bit. Nobody votes for Jenny or Nicole. A couple people put their votes up for Esther, and then nearly everyone votes for Big T. And then the tribunal talks to Big T, trying to get her to spill the tea. And she's like, hey, yeah, like Georgia and Kyle and like CT a little bit are running this team. And I was hoping for her to give a little bit more of a concrete answer.
That was a shocker, though.
Yeah, she's like, I'll face anybody but Jenny. which is kind of the Laurel sentiment, right? Like, I'll face anybody but Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
So ahead of that elimination, we go to the next morning. And you want to talk a little bit about what Faith losing her mind?
Yeah, so Faith had a problem with Bear and Kyle and them being loud Theo. The night before. They were out partying like the UK team does until 4 in the morning, and then they wake up at 9 and keep going. But so she's trying to sleep. Bear comes in the next room, is very loud. Faith asks Bear to stop. Bear laughs at her, so Faith goes to bed. Faith wakes up and pulls a Josh and starts banging on pots and pans to wake Bear up, and he is completely frazzled. Security comes in because they think something's going to go down, and then it's Bear, Faith, and Kyle just kind of yelling at each other.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's almost like she watched Josh on Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't watch Big Brother, but you watch the YouTube videos.
I did.
It's like Josh had said, hey, you know how you get back at him? Watch this. Go do this. And we get some yelling and some screaming between Faith and Bear. And then the next day, Faith's just gone.
If you pick a mentor, don't make it be Josh.
Yeah.
Follow Wes.
I mean, we're talking about Faith. And where do we know Faith from originally?
A little show called Vanderpump Rules.
What was Faith most well known for on that show?
hanging out, quote unquote, with Jax Taylor in an old woman's room.
Hanging out, yeah. Hooking up with Jax Taylor in front of like a 90-year-old woman who may or may not have been passed down. Have you seen Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton?
No, but she's like real life, right? Real life Bad Santa.
Yeah, well, there's a scene where Billy Bob, he's taking advantage of this kid who's like really obsessed with Santa, and the kid's like being raised by his grandma, and he goes over to he's essentially living there, and then he brings this woman home who's her name's Lauren, the mom from Gilmore Girls, brings her home and is hooking up with her in front of the passed out grandma. It was very similar to what Faith and Jax allegedly did on Vanderpump Rules a couple years ago. Well, actually, it wasn't on Vanderpump Rules. The storyline was on Vanderpump Rules. But, again, I digress. Wes trots in the following morning. He's a new man. He had a pain in his ass that was not quite out, but he promises it'll be out soon. And I love how Jordan's there to greet him and just start ribbing him again. And Jordan's getting under Wes's skin pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's getting under my skin. Leave Wes alone.
Yeah, we typically don't see Jordan ruffle a lot of feathers, Wes get his feathers ruffled. He usually can handle it. But this is, he's just having trouble with Jordan.
Who was the one last season when Wes was taping up the girl in the elimination? Georgia, that got under his skin and he couldn't figure out how to use the duct tape.
Was it Georgia? It was someone that just wouldn't stop moving and he couldn't really tape them.
Mm-hmm. And she kept shouting.
Meanwhile, I believe Nani got taped to the chair so tight by Turbo that she couldn't move. That feels right, doesn't it? Wasn't it? It was Nani, I think.
Because he once taped someone in an airplane that was trying to hijack the airplane.
That's right. I'm experienced in a lot of things. Taping someone to a seat in an airplane doesn't happen to be one of those.
Turbo.
Yeah. And then the team kind of starts deliberating who they should put in. It's Jordan in his military helmet. Wes trying to defend D. It's like Johnny, I love, calls out. He's like, it's funny, like when we bring up somebody's name, Josh is like, no, not Georgia. And Wes is like, no, not D. Mm-hmm. Johnny doesn't care about anyone over there other than Kyle and CT.
Turbo's asleep.
I wouldn't doubt it. And then the prevailing thought seems to be to take a shot at Jenny and Georgia, which I agree with. I think you should probably take a shot at Jenny every single time and just hope there's a light bright comp. How many times can I bring up the light bright comp? But the proving ground. Want to get into this?
Yeah.
TJ, hey guys, Faith went home. And then he pauses and he goes, moving on. I was like, TJ, you couldn't call her a quitter? Like, come on, dude.
Savage.
The UK, obviously, we know, put in Big T, and then the tribunal makes a unanimous choice of Georgia. So Georgia versus Big T in this game called Firestarter. There's a giant can that's on fire, and it's on a cart, and each competitor has to push that cart to light their opponent's fuse. Essentially, it's a pushing tug of war and not a pulling one, although at times it was pulling. I thought this was going to be over pretty quick, it was not.
I think it lasted, what, like an hour and 45 minutes?
I think 95 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
It
very surprised. And Bear was shocked when Georgia got voted in. They panned directly to him.
Yeah, I mean, when are we... still haven't learned about Bear and Georgia. Like, what happened? They were thick as thieves.
I don't know. He went back to his cousin.
Oh, that's right. The cousin. Good recall. Yeah, where's Gus? We don't have Gus this season.
We don't have Gus. We don't have Maddie.
Yeah, well, we don't have Maddie. Gus and Maddie. Like, I mean, our two like real Southerners from Floribama Shore and Party Down South.
there's no Jenna. We don't know about Zach on Bumble. I mean, I don't know.
I think I'm pretty sure Zach and Jenna are still together. Maybe Gus was filming another season of Floribama Shore. Maddie, I have no idea. I know she got arrested recently. I think it was a DWI. I'm not sure.
Can't leave the country.
But she's also campaigning right now. Mark Long keeps he's posted it twice today online that Maddie is apparently campaigning for the cover of Maxim magazine and is in first place in whatever competition it is. So she's got that going
on. Go vote.
Go vote. Get out. Rock the vote. Rock the vote, Maddie bro. Anyhow, so we'd seen Big T gassing out in the workout room with Jenny, right? And whining about thigh burn. And then she shows up and she's like, hey, like my legs are strong. I'm going to be great at this. And I'm like, psh, whatever. And then she actually does well. It's an even battle. And I had taken a note down at the 26 minute mark. Like somehow at that point, like Big T is owning Georgia.
It was touch and go. I mean, I thought Big T had it several times throughout the competition, but Georgia just for some reason was able to hold on each time.
Yeah, I think Georgia has kind of, you know, you're watching sports or somebody they talk about intangibles, and you have like just like the will to win and the want to. Like, I think Georgia has that. Not that Big T doesn't, but Georgia just wants to win, and she knows how to do it. I mean, she had a great first season. She crapped out on the final. I think she's probably better prepared and better conditioned this time around, I would assume, if you gas out like that. And there was a decent break in filming in that season airing, which we hadn't had over the last few years. Not that it would have mattered for her. But so that's first 20. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I liked that Turbo was coaching Georgia. He reminded me of like a dad on the sideline of his like little girl soccer team. He's like, come on, honey. You can do it. Move your legs. You got this.
You can do it. Yeah. Push it. Pull it now. Now pull. he's down and like, pull. But yeah, like 26 minutes go by. Georgia's struggling. Starts pouring down rain. It's kind of wet when they get there, but then it starts raining. So they have rain and fire. And then in about 10 minutes later, around that 36-minute mark, Georgia starts kind of gaining some momentum. And I thought she was going to close it out. But then they go another hour to an hour and 35 minutes. Georgia takes the win. She has to be exhausted at this point. I wouldn't want to be relying on her the next day or even the next day and a half or so for a comp, because she's got to be gassed.
If they win, which, I mean, it's a big if, but if the UK team wins, she deserves to go to the tribunal for this.
Yeah. With the caveat of kind of what I said earlier, like, I think it should be the gender of whoever's up for elimination that week. But I guess it, as long as you're not going to vote someone from your side, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. To Paulie's point this week, I wouldn't have wanted to be in it when I could be in jeopardy next week. But anyhow, Georgia, not surprisingly, elects to not be a turncoat and stay with the UK. And she talks some mess about fake friends and blah, blah, blah. I was like, was that really necessary, Georgia? And I was like, whatever, shut your mouth. I'm just like,
she's been hanging out with Ashley.
Yeah, well, that was a very Ashley thing to do. And I was just like, do you guys realize that how stacked this game is against your team?
Yeah.
Which kind of brings up something. Do you think we'll stay in this format the entire season?
No. I think for a decent amount of time we will. I am really interested to see who jumps ship, because there's certain people on the UK team that I feel would be very happy to go over to the U.S. team.
Do you think there's anybody on the U.S. team that'll jump ship?
It'd be a power move by Bananas if he does.
Yeah, I could see if things started getting dire and you have no one left on. If Jordan keeps driving that wedge there with Wes, and Wes starts losing all traction, and we know he has some traction on the other side, I could see him being a candidate to do that. Wes has a great elimination record as well.
CT would welcome him, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And D certainly would. Although it was interesting to see commentary from D this week. She's like, I thought Wes said he had a lot better relationships with these people than what it appears like.
Honey, you've been conned. Yeah. Whatever her accent is.
She's Aussie, right?
Yeah, she's an Aussie. Yeah, for sure.
But I'm curious to see. I would love for us to stick with this format all the way through, but if it gets really lopsided, they may have to just switch to every person for themselves or something like that. If we end up with 12 against 5 or something like that,
there's no way.
It just doesn't really work. They'll have to rejigger the show.
Bring on trivia. It's the equalizer.
Yeah, well, I guess they could go skew it towards the talent of whoever's left of the UK, but the US team's pretty well balanced, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And it's a good team. It doesn't bring back the old guard, which I would still love for there to, and I've said this countless times on the podcast, I just still love for there to be a like old school versus new school challenge season, even if it was like a small season, or even if they just brought back Champs versus Stars and did it with all like old school people. That could be fun.
I'd like that. Yeah.
Like, let's throw Mark Long and Evan and Kenny, although we know that they can't really play. But if they're on a spinoff show, could they do the spinoff show?
Is this your product feedback request right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. Do you have a comment card? Could I put in a comment card?
So, Spencer, do we know where it's located? I mean, I'm sure you know, but has TJ mentioned where we're actually located this season?
Well, when Sean was eliminated, and then we saw at the beginning of this episode, TJ said, this ends your time in the jungle, is what he said. He didn't say in Chiang Mai, Thailand, which coincidentally is where they are. But we haven't heard it's like it was always a thing, like welcome back for today's challenge in beautiful Phuket, Thailand, or welcome back for today's challenge in wherever. Last season it was Namibia, or welcome back for the season's challenge in Prague, Czech Republic, or they've been to Thailand a bunch. Like,
it must be cheap. Filming's cheap.
Yeah, Thailand for this season. Thailand for Invasion of the Champions, which was just 2 years ago. Phuket, Thailand for Rivals 2, which is the season that CT and Wes won together, and then Emily Schramm and Paula won, teamed up. But to course correct my mistake earlier, I had said Jordan and Sarah had won X's 3. That show does not exist. They won X's 2. X's 3 is the one we're targeting towards, hopefully sometime in the future.
Bananas and Kaylee.
Ooh, be interesting. Or Bananas and Natalie or Angela. Bananas and Natalie would be a good team. Or Morgan, or Bananas, but I think he's actually dating Morgan in real life, his partner from last season, the one that had won the online season of Big Brother.
I think the relationship is not defined yet, is it?
Oh. You should be familiar with this concept. Previously. Yeah. Not to cast any doubt about your current relationship. Couldn't get through this podcast without me making some comment. Mm-hmm. Any closing thoughts on this season? I'm excited for it, but what are your thoughts here as we have a long way to go?
Yeah, I'm really pumped for this season. I think it's going to be a good one. I think, you know, the U.S. seems to be the strong competitors right now, but it'll be interesting to see if that holds true, as we've kind of talked about with the switching of teams. Big takeaway, TJ looks great. He's looking great with a little gray in his beard. Would love a little more CT screen time though.
You need some more Roy Lee time screen time, right?
Too much Roy Lee screen time though means he's gonna get kicked off.
Okay, so you just want him to stay in the background. We'll see you. we'll see you in October, Roy Lee.
Just pledge allegiance to him, okay? Because he loves to be the hype man for the pledge. So
love it.
I'm just excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully some of these vets just running things. I like Jordan's new role here. Like, he's always been brash, but it seems to work for him. Sounds like your dog Blue wants to join the podcast.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Jordan.
Yeah. Who isn't? The guy can do more with one hand than most people can do with two.
Ooh.
All right, before we get out of here, want to remind everyone where they can find us online. Before I do that, Fantasy for Reality. Our buddy Matt Gray over at Fantasy for Reality. That's Fantasy, the numeral for reality.com. Great fantasy games. Bachelor in Paradise, only one more week left on that game, but the challenge is up and running. And yours truly partnering with Fantasy for Reality for this season of the challenge, and I'm helping score this season, so super excited about that. So Fantasy for Reality in partnership with After Reality, say that a few times fast and see where you go. But scores will be going up later tonight, for and tonight being Thursday night, and we'll have that. Andrea and I are in a league together at our office. I think I probably took a hit this week. Took some negative points for Faith quitting. Never good.
But it's good for my score.
Optimistic about the future. And I actually, surely I have bananas on my team, right? I do have bananas.
I think your name is Bananas is still king.
He is still the king. Although if you look at the stats, and we're just talking money, Ashley Mitchell's the king. I guess that would make her the queen, but she's the all-time money person. She's won $1.1 million. Well, Turbo's won $750,000 in one try, and Bananas has won $683,000 in six wins and 18 appearances.
So, girls rule the world.
When they steal their money from hunters.
Oh. Yeah.
But as I was saying before, follow us on Twitter at After Reality Pod, like the After Reality TV podcast page on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram at After Reality Podcast. Also, a reminder, subscribe wherever you download your podcast, Spotify, Apple, Google, or Stitcher. Don't forget to check out our website at afterrealitypodcast.com. I'll give you one last chance. Any last words?
Just, I'm excited. Let's go.
In the words of Devin, let's go.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Until we chat again, we remind you, all is fair in love, war, and challenges.